University of Alaska Fairbanks researchers have successfully tested a new device for studying fish in the expanse of frigid waters off Alaska's northern coast. KUAC's Tim Ellis reports.
The UAF researchers are developing a system that uses an underwater vehicle that looks sort of like a 5-foot-long torpedo with wings. The underwater autonomous vehicles, or AUVs, can move around slowly for weeks at a time, tracking fish with small surgically implanted transmitters. Andy Seitz, an assistant professor of fisheries, says the AUVs, also known as gliders, performed well in tests last month off the southeast panhandle near Juneau. The tests, or flights as he calls them, also racked up a series of firsts.
This is the first time a glider's actually been flown off of the coast of Alaska, and it's also the first time a glider's been flown to test the feasibility of using for fish studies. The gliders are manufactured in Massachusetts, and they've been used off of the east coast of the U.S. quite a bit over the last decade, but nobody's ever used them in Alaska, and nobody's ever used them for potentially studying fishes.
Seitz says the AUV's energy-saving propulsion systems could greatly improve researchers' ability to study fish over long periods of time. Seitz and other UAF researchers hope newer lithium batteries will enable the AUVs to spend even more time, perhaps months, underwater. Peter Windsor, an associate professor of physical oceanography and principal investigator of the project, says the gliders also promise to save huge amounts of research dollars. That's especially important when studying vast areas like the Chukchi Sea, where the system will be tested later this summer.
If you work up in the Arctic, which we will this summer, a research vessel up there can be anything between $25,000 and $100,000 a day to operate. And an AUV is $100,000, one-time fee.
The researchers hope the tests in the Chukchi will also prove successful and will improve their chances for more grants they'll be seeking in the coming year. In Fairbanks, I'm Tim Ellis.